All right, it is Saturday, June 17th, 2023. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about indecent trans exposure at the White House. This occurred last week at the Pride event at the White House under the Biden administration by a former guest on this podcast. Pride, more like foolish pride to me. It's been a little while since I've done a podcast, so I may seem a little nervous. Please forgive me. My name is Lene. Thank you for joining us. So I have been taking some time off from podcasting and away from social media this year in order to take care of myself and to prepare for the next phase of my life. However, due to the recent events that have been taking place involving the LGBT community and the trans community especially, I felt that now was a crucial time to come back and share my little voice. Little voice meaning that not many people know who I am. My content does not reach many people. So the hot topic that everybody has been talking about this past week involving a former guest here on the Authentically Us podcast, Rose Montoya, who was my first guest back in 2020. I did invite her on today. I never received a response, a direct response back from her, but she did post a video yesterday giving an apology for the impact of her actions. And in that video, she did mention that she's currently not doing interviews at this time. And I totally respect that. But Rose, if you're watching, if you'd like to come on and have a healthy conversation, you're welcome to come on when you're ready. So, last Tuesday, going into Wednesday, it was around midnight, maybe a little past midnight. I was lying down in bed with my phone, which is something that I try not to do because it's never good to have your phone, scroll through your phone right before going to bed. However, this night I just happened to be doing it. And just as I'm about to close YouTube on my phone and turn off my phone, because I like to have my phone off while I'm sleeping, I see a video. It was the Philip Scott show or podcast on YouTube, which I subscribe to. And it said that trans activist Rose Montoya banned from White House for exposing herself. And there's a picture of Rose on the right and Joe Biden on the left. And when I saw that, I rose up, no pun intended, from lying down and my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was so disappointed, but I didn't know the whole story. So I had to watch it. I clicked on it and went through the video. And let me tell you, it was very disheartening to see someone from the trans community representing the trans community at our nation's capital behaving in that way. And there were two others involved too. There were two trans guys. I don't have their names. I tried to find their names and tried to find out who they were, but I don't know these guys. I've never met them. I've never had any type of reaction with them. But I have with Rose. And I saw that one of the trans guys with the hard hat on, and I thought of the Village People. I don't know why it reminded me of that. And then it goes, quickly goes over to Rose, and the song Roses, the old song by Outkast, starts playing in my mind. And I was like, gee, this is inappropriate. Very inappropriate. Disheartening. And disrespectful. That's what the headlines read. This was a terrible representation of the trans community. This is not what we're all about. We are not all groomers, and I'm not saying that Rose and the other two in the video are groomers, but I do believe that there are people out there within the LGBT community who are groomers. And there's an agenda being pushed right now. What really broke my heart was that there were kids present at this event. This was a family event at our nation's capital. And I wondered, whose idea was this? Was it a spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous idea that, I don't know, right in the heat of the moment, you just decided to display yourself like that? But as a trans woman, I do not want to walk around topless. Even when I was presenting as a guy, I didn't walk around without a shirt. It's okay to walk around topless in your house if you want to do that, but out in a public place, I don't think that's the best idea, because a woman's female body parts, and yes, I am affirming you as a woman. I affirm all trans women as women. But doing that out in a public place is disrespectful. And it makes people uncomfortable. And to do it around children is terrible. So this was done in poor taste. And it was a misrepresentation of the trans community. We're not perverts. We're not degenerates. There are a lot of us out there who have common sense. We do make mistakes. None of us are perfect. And Rose, this was also disrespectful to all of those who supported your GoFundMe campaign for you to have breast augmentation done. I still think that you owe an apology for displaying yourself like that at the White House and to the world. Not just for the impact of it. But what really bothered me was the video that Rose uploaded or posted after, a few days after the event had taken place, the Pride event. And she basically doubled down on what she did, saying that there was nothing wrong with it and that why is it wrong for her, when she was presenting male, to walk around without a shirt, but now that she's a trans woman and she's had breast augmentation, why is it wrong now? That was her argument. I do think that it's wrong for a woman who is presenting female as a trans woman, even, because to me, trans women are women. I don't think that we're biological women, but we are the under that umbrella. That's my opinion, but you're presenting to the world as a woman, therefore you should behave as such, not as a degenerate. And with all that's been going on, you know, with the laws that are, or some of the laws and pushback against the trans community, and I kind of understand why some people would be upset, because it's just too much. We can still be visible and live our lives and thrive without pushing or forcing our beliefs on others. That's not how progress is made. There are people out there who will never accept you, no matter what you do, what you say. And that's fine. But it's always good to represent yourself with class, dignity, and respect. especially in a place such as the White House. This whole incident definitely set us back big time. And Rose, it wasn't the conservatives that banned you from the White House, it was the Biden administration, who is extremely liberal, the most liberal administration and LGBT-friendly administration that has ever been in the White House. So how could it be the conservatives who are to blame for this? This isn't really a political issue. It's more about respecting other people and those around you. And children. I didn't have an issue with the placement of the flags because my dad served in the military and I was in the Air Force for a brief time. And I greatly have respect for the military. It's provided a very comfortable life for my family. So the flag situation didn't bother me so much. But the fact that, you know, the trans community, the LGBT community, more so the trans community, trans women, were misrepresented there by someone that I had known. I do watch Blair White sometimes, and I don't agree with all of her points of view, but I do watch her videos sometimes and listen to what she has to say, and I do agree with some of the things that she advocates for and that she speaks on. I had no idea that there was a feud going on between her and Rose, that there had been for quite some time now, it sounds like. And I did watch Blair White's reaction to Rose and the other two displaying themselves like that on the White House topless. And in the video, she played a video that Rose had made about her, criticizing her, saying that she was not good for the trans community, that she was the bad guy. I don't think she's the bad guy, to be honest. Just because someone has conservative views on certain things doesn't automatically make them bad, nor does someone having liberal views on issues makes them good or bad. This is very divisive. And Rose called her a racist too. And I don't think that Blair White's racist. At least not from what I've heard on her videos. But what she said made a lot of sense. So Rose did post an apology video yesterday. I went through the video twice to really examine the word structure in the video and the apology. And she apologized for the impact of her actions. The impact meaning the result, not the actual action itself, stripping at the White House. This will probably go past a lot of people, go right over their heads. But after watching it a second time, I was like, no, this isn't quite the apology that we were hoping for. You need to apologize for the behavior itself, for the act that you did, not only the impact of the act. But as I mentioned before, I met Rose. I interacted with her before all of this happened. This was going back 3 years now, almost, hard to believe. But I'll go back a little further than that. I started my transition back in 2018, and during that time, I was watching a lot of videos on YouTube, and I happened to come across one of hers about what the Bible says about being trans, which was a great video. And she mentioned that the Bible says nothing about being trans. And I thought, you know, that's made a lot of sense. It made things clear to me that being trans is not something that God is going to damn you to hell for. I don't believe that God is that judgmental. People are, but I don't believe that God is. Fast forward to 2020, and it was during the pandemic. Rose actually ran a campaign, a GoFundMe campaign, to get help paying for breast augmentation. She raised the money rather quickly and was able to go through with it, but the first video, she was on her way to the clinic, very excited, very happy, as anyone would be who's about to, you know, embark on something such as this. And she found out that her insurance did not cover breast augmentation in the state of Arizona. And I remember seeing her walking out of the clinic and getting into her car with a mask on, because everyone was wearing masks. Masks were in fashion during this time. And she started sobbing. I felt really bad for her. I was living in Colorado at the time and thinking, you know, why don't you go to a state where it's free and you can have it done? But it was kind of hard to travel during that time, so, you know, I can understand that. I made a donation to her campaign, a small donation. A lot of people supported her in having breast augmentation because we wanted to help her. And we cared. And during this time, I thought, hey, it would be neat to actually chat with her online for a little while to get to know her. She seems like an all right person. So I reached out. Never received a response. Not too long after that, it was in the morning, was on Instagram, and this video comes up on my Instagram feed. And the popular song that summer was WAP by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. I can't stand that song, to be honest. I've never heard the whole song. All I know is that there's a line in the song, "Certified Freak 7 days a week." And if you're living your life like that, then there are definitely consequences for those types of lifestyles. It's okay what you do behind closed doors, but in the video, Rose was dancing to that song. And I thought, oh no, this is wrong. Why is she doing this? This really ruins it. It ruins the image. So I checked her comments. She's getting fire emojis. Everyone's cheering it on. And I thought, no, this isn't right. You know, kids are seeing this and this is inappropriate. It really is. So I messaged her telling her that, you know, this isn't appropriate, inappropriate, and you're better than this. And she responds back, better than what? Question mark. Body positivity, sex positivity, feeling one's oats, which I had to look that up. I had never heard that saying before, but it's actually an old saying of someone basically feeling good about themselves and showing it to the world, which is fine as long as it's done in a tasteful way. This, however, was not. And I told her that this type of music is degrading black women. It's not a good image for black women. This isn't really what body positivity really is, even though they have been promoting it as such. And she responded, I'm not black. And I was thinking, no one said you were black. I was saying that it's disrespectful to women like me, to trans women like me, sexualizing us in this way. I didn't hear anything else back after that, and I was through with the idea of connecting with Rose. I thought, no, I don't think that would be such a great idea. So a month or two goes by, and I took a trip down to New Mexico back in November of 2020. Very nice trip. And I had some time on my last day there, so I drove down from Santa Fe to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Over the last couple of months, the name Rose had been coming up in weird places. TV, signs, products, pretty much very unusual circumstances. So I'm downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico, cruising around, and I see a street that says Rosemont. And I was like, gee, that's kind of sounds like Rose Montoya. I have to take a picture and video of this. So I did, and I sent it to her. She responded, oh, that's cute. You know, I have my own street. And I thought, you know, maybe it would be nice to meet her. I shouldn't place judgment on people like that just because they're misbehaving. So on my way home, it was about a 7-hour drive, I found a podcast that Rose had recently been on. And in the podcast, she basically told her life story of her growing up and where she was raised and her time in college. She's actually originally from Idaho, and some of you probably don't know this, but Rose was an A student in high school, so she was definitely very studious, and she did well in school. And I thought that was kind of neat, but on that podcast, she made a bold statement twice about her faith, and I was shocked to hear that. I was thinking, what would lead you to feel this way? Why do you feel this way? I never had the chance to ask her. I wanted to ask her at some point, but never had the chance to. But on that episode, she mentioned her upbringing. She was actually brought up going to church. I believe it was Baptist church in Idaho. She was actually in leadership too. Long story short, things took a turn for the worst, and she was shunned from the church and from her leadership role. And I feel like a lot of the behavior and some of the things that she does online and at the White House has something to do with her rebelling against what was forced on her as a child growing up. So I wrote Rose a letter and sent it to her, asking her if she would like to connect sometime online. I never heard back, and later on I found out that she never received the letter. That's what she told me. I reached out to the podcast that she was on, the host of the show. It took her a little while to respond, but she told me, yeah, I'll definitely let Rose know that you would like to connect with her. And she did, and not too long after that, I get a message from Rose on Instagram saying, yeah, you know, I would love to video chat with you. That would be wonderful. I think it was a Saturday that we video chatted for a little while, and for about an hour or so. And it was great. You know, I found out more about her. She was telling me about the church and how she had recently been banned on TikTok for, I think she said something about promoting or lewd conduct. I think that's what it was. And I was wondering, you know, well, gee, I wonder what could have caused that. But I saw the video of her dancing to, you know, the Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion song, and she said that she likes that kind of music. She enjoys it. And I know that a lot of people do. She isn't the only one. I, for one, do not. But, yeah, she told me that she did get her account back, but you know, she went through a lot to get it back, her TikTok account that was taken down, that was deleted. And I asked her, you know, what were you doing in the video that would cause you to lose your account like that? She said nothing. I asked her, what were you wearing? She said, I was wearing a tank top. And there's nothing wrong with wearing tank tops, especially during the summertime. But I never saw that video, so I can't really say that warranted her account being deleted like that. But I'm glad she got it back. So it was nice talking to her. You know, I was kind of vetting her too to see if she would be good on the podcast. And she was great. She was wonderful. She was a delight. This was around Christmas time. I asked her if she would like to be on the podcast because I'm covering the year 2020, recapping the year 2020. And It seems like we both have had rather interesting years, and it would be great to share our stories. So she agreed, and it was a snowy Saturday. We recorded the episode, and my audio on my end was not the best, and I was getting an echo. That's why I seem kind of tense when I'm talking. I don't know if any of you noticed that who actually listen, but, you know, I was just trying to be professional and push through it, even though I was enjoying it. You know, it was great, you know, connecting with her like that. I did not ask her about her faith because I would rather ask about, you know, something like that offline. But I did mention Kobe Bryant's death. That was a big story in 2020. And I didn't want to discuss sports stats or anything like that because I couldn't tell you, you know, but I just wanted to mention his death and acknowledge that because that was a major event in 2020 before COVID hit, really hit. And something that she said to me about that was rather strange. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but I didn't want to mention that because I wanted to, for us to, you know, not have any awkward, not for our interaction to turn awkward after that, but I was going to ask her about it at a later time. I never got a chance to. When we were on our video chat, Rose mentioned that she, while she was living in Portland, she didn't have many friends. And I was thinking, I was really shocked by that because she seems like a very likable person, someone you can talk to and who will empathize with you. But she said that she didn't have friends there and she lived there for a while. And I didn't have many friends either at the time. So at the end of our show, after everything had wrapped up, I extended my friendship and asked her if she would like to be friends. She said, sure, that would be wonderful. That would be great. So after the podcast was published, I asked her if she would like to video chat again at some point. She said yes, that she would, but nothing ever became of it. I wanted to ask her about her faith and about her comments on Kobe Bryant, that story. I didn't release those comments on the episode. I didn't. I left that out. But after that, she stopped responding to me. So I thought, you know, I guess she doesn't want to be friends with me anymore. She's done with me. And that's okay. You know, she did video chat with me and she was on the podcast. That was wonderful. That was very nice of her to do that. So I didn't reach out to her after that. So in 2021, they ran that Vax That Thing Up campaign with Juvenile and Manny Fresh. That was awful and embarrassing, to say the least. And it was very degrading and very disrespectful. They were using that to market the vaccine. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. Who cares? But yeah, they were using that video to market the vaccine to blacks, which was not a great idea. It was basically saying that if you get the jab, then you can have sex. I was very disgusted by that and appalled, to say the least. So I did a response video to it. A lot of people did, and pretty much everyone had the same opinion of it as I did. So I asked some people if they would share my response, Rose being one of them. And Rose responded, "We have differing opinions. I will not be sharing your video." So I asked her, why not? She was the only person who disagreed with me, and I was very curious to know why she disagreed with me. Why she felt that the video was not degrading and offensive. But she never responded, and that was the last time I heard from her. This was, I think, mid-2021, so it's 2 years ago now. So last year in 2022, a friend of mine in Seattle, we've been friends since 2009. I haven't heard from her in a while, but we would talk on occasion. She told me that the company that she works for, they were actually reaching out to members of the LGBT community for a case study on traveling as an LGBT individual. And my friend said that she signed Rose up for the case study. She said, yeah, you know, I would like to ask if you'd like to be a part of it too. I said, okay, yeah, sure. So I thought, hey, you know, why not reach out to Rose and just let her know, hey, my friend said that she spoke with you. And I emailed Rose. I never heard anything back, which is fine. Okay. But they were supposed to give us Amazon gift cards for taking part in the case study. I never received anything. This was September of last year, 2022. I'm wondering if Rose received her gift card. That's another question I'd like to ask her. I would really like to have my Amazon gift card. But I stopped following Rose in 2021 because I'm not the type of person that wants to follow someone who doesn't really want anything to do with me. So over the last few years, Rose has become a pretty popular person on TikTok. I heard that she has nearly 800,000 subscribers now. At the time, back in 2020, I think she had around 200,000, which is a lot. I had to stop following her because of the... some of the things that I saw didn't really sit well with me as how a lady should conduct herself, representing the trans community either. She mentioned something about black trans women and, you know, the things that happened to us, such as murders and violence against us. Me personally, I'm lucky. I haven't had to deal with any of that so much. Not at all, really, to be honest, but... I will say this, though. We don't get the same opportunities as our non-black counterparts in the trans community. I don't see black trans women represented as models. I'm sure there are some out there. Brand deals. It's usually something that's associated with a tragic story. And I don't like that. That doesn't sit well with me. We should be on equal footing in this community. One shouldn't be at the top while another group is at the bottom. So for some of you who may think that the LGBT community is all inclusive and there's no racism or discrimination in this community, you're very wrong, because there is. The Dylan Mulvaney situation. I haven't seen black trans women get offered contracts like that, you know, brand deals, partnerships. I don't think it was a good idea to put her in the Bud Light commercial. I don't drink Bud Light, and I have no plans of drinking it. And their customer base is not trans women. Why would you have a trans person on your videos like that? That makes no sense. To me, it was very strange to see that. Dylan Mulvaney, her content is kind of cringeworthy to me. I'm not into that. Apparently a lot of people are, but it's just not my cup of tea. Trans women aren't animated and over the top like that. Some people do have that personality, and if that's who you are, then fine, but not all of us are like that. So right now, I would like to discuss the radical LGBT and the radical left. My values are more conservative than left-leaning for the most part. I am liberal on some things, but I also believe in family. I believe in the family structure. I was fortunate enough to have both parents raise me. And especially in the black community, that's not common. And I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of it has to do with mass incarceration, which is what Joe Biden is responsible for. Kamala Harris had a hand in that too, out in California as DA. A lot of people don't know this. Some people just don't care because it doesn't really affect them like that. But some of the things that they're pushing for, the indoctrination, I'm not saying that all LGBT members of the community are grooming children and pushing agendas on everyone, but it does seem like, even since I've transitioned, I started my transition back in 2018, I would say around 2020, 2021, right around the pandemic, that's when things just kind of started heading in the wrong direction, if you ask me. There has been controversy in schools, in sports, many other things, but me personally, I went through male puberty. I didn't transition until I was an adult. Therefore, I do feel like I may have an advantage over some biological females. Not all of them, because there are a lot of biological females that would definitely dominate me. I'm not that big of a person either, physically. Those who participate in sports, who have been involved in professional sports, all of their lives have developed their bodies in a way that favors them over anyone else who doesn't participate in that particular sport. And I think it would be better if we had our own leagues instead of trying to force our way into women's leagues. I don't see trans men doing that, really, but with trans women, I see it. I think that kids need to be left alone. Kids shouldn't be learning about sex and sexuality at such a young age. Let the children be children. I don't think that pride should be thrown in everyone's faces and LGBT issues be thrown in people's faces like this. I don't think that's going to push us forward. What I think will move us forward is that for us to actually build our own community up and work together, of course. The Mormons did it. They basically went west in search of the Great Salt Lake and started their own community and built their own institutions. And now they're a very wealthy community. I think that's more productive than forcing your way into mainstream society, because most people are not LGBT. We're such a small percentage of the population. It's best if we create our own spaces. There's nothing wrong with demanding respect. Not everyone's going to be on board, of course, but you have to draw the line somewhere. But I do believe that there is a secret society within the LGBT community that is controlling all of these narratives and agendas. I'm not saying that Rose or any of the people who went topless at the White House are a part of that, but I believe that there is a secret society that exists, even in Hollywood, among the elite, with the Illuminati and all. But I do believe that that's within the LGBT community too, and those who are behind that are basically trying to recruit and have us push their agenda and be on board with every single thing that they advocate for, no matter how extreme that it may be. And I think that's wrong. I've always been free to march to the beat of my own drum and live life on my own terms. Maybe I don't have a lot of support or get a lot of opportunities thrown my way. I've been offered some modeling deals, but they were all scams, so, you know, so much for that. But I just can't do something that's against my morals for monetary gain that benefits me and hurts other people. The radical left, I feel like a lot of things that they're doing right now in the country are detrimental, that they're ruining America. Over the last couple years, things have really taken a turn for the worst, in my opinion. We have illegal immigration. That hurts the citizens who are already here, and even the immigrants who came here the legal way. People have lost their homes, their jobs. Food prices are through the roof. Housing costs is through the roof. Under the Bidens, under a Democratic administration. In some ways, things were better under Trump. Whether you like him or not. I don't necessarily like him, but I do agree that in a lot of ways, things were better under him, and I definitely felt that the country was safer. Under Biden and Harris, this administration, and even with things that have been taking place at the White House, especially at the Pride event last week, makes us look weak, makes us look vulnerable to other nations that are part of the opposition. And that's very dangerous, because if there were to be another 9/11, how would Joe Biden, his administration, handle it? Joe Biden looked completely lost, looking through the camera with his sunglasses falling off his face. I'm thinking, you know, this guy is the leader of this country. Come on. Even if you're not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, but it makes no sense. It's crazy. And there definitely should be term limits on public office. We shouldn't have people who are in their 80s running this country. It should be the younger generation, Gen X, Gen Z, and, oh yeah, millennials too, of course. But instead, these older generations, they want to hold on to that power. That's why things aren't changing, because they're doing things the old way. And the old way is no longer working. That's why things are falling apart too. And the Trump indictment that recently took place, this is all political. This is not about carrying out justice. Because Biden had classified documents, I believe Obama did, and George Bush did. Why aren't they being arrested? Why aren't they being indicted? Even Hillary Clinton with her emails, Hunter Biden, and all of his crazy antics. That's illegal. No one's saying anything. But they're all going after Trump. I don't necessarily like Trump, but this is definitely political. The left feels as though he's a threat, that they can't. They basically want to get him out of the way. Trump isn't traditionally a politician. He's someone who is not going to strictly follow the agenda that a normal politician would. And that's a threat to the status quo. These people are power hungry. And I know that's why a lot of these political figures pretend like they're our friends, especially blacks. The Democrats do it the worst. They pander to us. Joe Biden said, you know, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. Or, black people, you had my back, I'm going to have yours. What has he done for us? Nothing. Nothing at all. He gave the Asians a hate crime bill. They don't even vote, really. Most of them don't. And they're very traditional and conservative. Even the illegals that they're letting in to the country, they usually vote conservative. That's how they generally vote. But this current administration, the Democrats, they've been incompetent. They have been the worst, in my opinion, that I've seen in my lifetime. Judging from how things are and how it's affecting the greater population. So I'd like to mention Rose's legacy also. You know, Rose Montoya, as I mentioned before, she has a lot of TikTok followers, and she's done some modeling too. The comment section on these social media platforms, for someone who has a large following can be very detrimental to a person's character. These content creators, these social media influencers, see these comments, see people cheering them on, even if they're doing something that's stupid, and they begin to think, hey, you know, I can do no wrong. Everybody likes me. I've got this many followers. Therefore, I'm always right. No, that's not true. Not true at all. I think it's better to have people around you who will tell you the truth, not those who are going to lie to you and encourage your poor choices and bad behavior. I called Rose out back in 2020 on the video when she was dancing to WAP by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. Never in a million years would I have thought that this would have occurred at the White House. But this is going to be a part of your legacy, Rose. But I don't know if you'll be able to completely distance yourself from what took place last weekend. Going topless at the White House in front of children, in front of the President of the United States, even if it is Joe Biden, and the First Lady, even if it's legal to go topless in D.C., it is not legal at the White House because, it doesn't sound like you know this, but the White House is federal land. Therefore, the laws that apply in Washington, D.C. do not apply on federal land, which is the White House. So actually, I think it was illegal, and you guys are very lucky that you weren't charged and arrested. So these are some of the questions that I would have for Rose. Whose idea was it to go topless at the White House? If given the second chance, would you or wouldn't you? And why? Are the conservatives still the one to blame, even though it was the Biden administration that banned you guys from the White House? After being banned from the White House by the liberals, not the conservatives, do you still feel as though you're being bullied by the conservatives and not the liberals? Or a combination of the two? Do you feel like you're being discriminated against in some way? Do you believe that just because something might be legal, does it make it right? Adultery is legal in some states, but most people would consider committing adultery morally wrong, in spite of it being legal in some states. How do you feel about the children that were exposed to the stunt that the three of you pulled at the White House on the South Lawn? And lastly, Rose, what have you learned from this experience? What has it taught you? Being banned by the most liberal administration in the history of the presidency is, what can I say? It's terrible. It really is. You guys really messed up. That means you really messed up. This is setting the trans community and even the LGBT community, but the trans community especially, back. And it's putting us in a dangerous situation, a lot of us. When I go out now, I'm very hesitant about approaching people because I'm afraid that they may resort to violence or verbal abuse in some form. It's not too late to at least try to do the right thing. Your apology that you did yesterday was, it was lukewarm. It really was. You apologized for the impact. You didn't apologize for actually showing your chest, your breast at the White House like that. And it still kind of sounds like you're not sorry for what you did. You're just sorry for how it made people feel. Sorry that you got caught. But I do respect your privacy, and I think it's wrong for anyone to harass you your family, your friends. That is wrong. They shouldn't do that. And it needs to stop, if it hasn't already. As someone who could be your older sister, I would tell you to step away from social media for a while, and if you can step away from other things, just do some serious soul searching to find out who you really are, and to do your research too, and to interact with people who don't necessarily agree with you on anything, and maybe you can come to an understanding. It's all about coming to an understanding. There has to be a way. And you mentioned black trans women in your video, and when we talked, when we did the podcast together, you said that you follow black trans women, and that you're a really big fan of Laverne Cox. You know, Laverne Cox is a celebrity, and she's done very well for herself, which is good, but I don't think you've actually interacted with regular black people. And I'm not talking about anyone who's black. Of course, people who have sense, but I think that you haven't really had much interaction with people like us. I'm not the typical black person either, to be honest. I was raised mainly around whites my whole life. But I still am proud to be black, and I wouldn't want to be anything else other than that. But I think you need to learn more if you want to speak on black issues, too. I don't think you quite understand us as a people. And that there are individuals within, you know, black people. Not everyone's the same. Not everyone's in the basketball. Not everyone's, you know. We're not a monolith, in other words. But I can understand that someone who hasn't had interaction with people from the black community. Idaho, there aren't many of us up there. I know you haven't lived there in a while, but even so, you know, a lot of people live in bubbles, and they don't quite understand anything outside of that box or bubble that they and their constituents exist within. And it can be kind of frightening to step outside of that, to actually discover new things and discover new people, new experiences, and to realize that you thought wrong about some things, that you were told wrong, that you were misled about some things. There's nothing wrong with being enlightened. It's always great to be enlightened and to gain wisdom. I do yoga and I meditate almost every day, usually in the mornings. So that's definitely something that you might want to try to help with your vitality. And I think you mentioned also that you are a singer, you were a singer at some point. You know, I do music too, but I have terrible stage fright. So that's why I don't share my music much. So that's something that I need to work on too. But you may want to try singing again, you know, or learning an instrument. Maybe you already know one, but doing things like that can definitely, you know, help you get centered and gain perspective. So I wish you well with this. And as I mentioned before, if you'd like to come on and, you know, have a healthy conversation, I would love that. I'm sure the world would love that, even though not many people listen to this podcast. So I wish you well with everything, and I think the first step would be to issue an apology for what you did. Our time is now. Let's change the world.